So kidnapping is a business. Most of the business was in Latin America, principally Colombia,
until it destroys human capital.
So people who have money, but not enough money to protect themselves. And so it drains the middle class. And ultimately, there's only really rich people who can afford really dangerous bodyguards. Or they have poor people that have no money, and there's no sense in kidnapping them because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
So Colombia was pretty much fished out. But kidnapping was picking up in the Philippines.
Where is bad now, the kidnappings?
Well, for Al-Qaeda-related kidnapping. Northern Africa is still tremendously lucrative. Many governments, to try to save their citizens, start throwing boatloads of money to try to keep them from people. Western European governments are famous for like $2, $3, $4, $5 million. Huge ransoms. Japanese do that a lot too. Throw money at the problem. And Al-Qaeda learned globally, this is a great business. That sort of law enforcement, military infrastructure doesn't really exist in Africa. So it's still very lucrative to kidnap people in northern sub-Saharan Africa.